This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction that prohibits the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students without going through the legally required procedure. The development comes hours after the Trump administration tried to begin the formal process of revoking Harvard's student visa program. Trump tariffs blocked.
A staggering setback for President Trump's aggressive trade agenda. A panel of judges on the U.S. Court of International Trade blocking most of Trump's sweeping tariffs on China and other trading partners, determining that they are contrary to law.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. The administration has filed paperwork with the Court of Appeals. There's now a $10,000 reward being offered for anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest of escaped Arkansas prison inmate Grant Hardin, the former police chief who left a prison in Arkansas wearing a fake guard's uniform. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Proposed changes to SNAP could impact grocery stores across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores.
Without the federal funding for programs like SNAP, it's expected that some grocery stores would be forced to close. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners in a little over a month from now. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and annual 3% increases to account for inflation for the 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Finance and Personnel Committee at its June 5th meeting. If they pass, they would go to the Common Council the week after. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Another outstanding weather weekend is on tap for western Wisconsin. Today, the clouds will begin clearing out and highs will top out in the low to mid 70s. Then Friday through Monday, sunny skies will take over with highs well into the 80s. Temperatures will approach 90 on Monday before our next best chance of precipitation arrives Tuesday into Tuesday night, with highs staying in the 80s through most of next week, regardless of any rain or storm chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season.
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I'm always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, the same thing. We dry things out, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70, and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the Thursday to you. Me versus we, the battle for America's soul. I want to put my rant from yesterday about hoarding syndrome in a larger societal slash cultural context. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, a U.S. court, the U.S. Trade Court, told Donald Trump last night, sorry, you're not the king. You cannot impose these tariffs. We'll get into that and a lot of the details of that in just a moment, or in about 10 minutes. Also, fascist alert. Qatar is now trying to make it clear that they didn't try to bribe Trump. No, he shook us down. This is some kind of blackmail scheme or extortion to get the airplane. Yeah. We'll talk about that, too, in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner will be with us with a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, is Donald Trump about to mess up the potential bird flu response, just like he did with COVID? Sure looks like it. They just canceled the bird flu vaccine. Seriously. You can't make this stuff up. These people are sick. Also, in the second hour, Hitler pardoned his goons, too. The parallels between what Trump is doing and what Hitler did are just shocking. And progressives are calling on the DNC to shift gears against Trump and start getting really, really active and aggressive. Will they listen? In the third hour of our program, six truths about Medicaid work requirements that the Republican Party doesn't want you to know about. So we got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with the battle for America's soul, the me society versus the we society. If you look at history, and I'm talking about the long arc of human history, you know, the roughly 20, 30,000 years that we're fairly familiar with, you know, certainly the last 7,000 years we've had written history, but, you know, we can go back 20, 30,000 years and understand the histories of Aboriginal people around the world, including Aboriginal people in Europe, and see that they're, you know, the last 7,000 years, arguably, the hallmark of our, you know, post-literate civilization, post-agricultural civilization, I think you should call it, has been, you know, kings and theocrats and warlords taking over and, you know, basically kind of Donald Trumping, you know, what became nations, tribes and nations. But there's a larger story in that. That is, you know, the past 30,000 years or thereabouts. And that is that virtually every, now, clearly there have been exceptions, and there are empire exceptions, the Mayans, the Aztecs, for example. But basically, pretty much every Aboriginal group around the world, on every continent, had figured out how to live in a society without weapons, or at least without guns, without prisons, without police. How do they do this? Well, they have what you would call a we society rather than a me society. Me societies are societies where power flows from the top down, The people are exploited. There's a small number of very, very rich people who basically get everything and everybody else is screwed. We societies are societies where the wealth is broadly shared. Hoarding is discouraged. In fact, it's typically considered either a mental illness or a crime. And, you know, the needs of people in society are met. And we've seen this debate going on in the United States since the founding of our republic about whether we should be a me society or a we society. You know, Putin's Russia is a me society, right? No matter what you do in Russia, some small portion of your economic activity is going to be skimmed off the top by Putin and his oligarch buddies. Same thing in Hungary with Viktor Orban. Same thing in Turkey with Erdogan. Same thing in India now, increasingly with Mr. Modi. You know, it's and on it goes. We talked at some length yesterday about corruption and dictatorship and the relationship between the two. But there's also been an effort since the founding of our republic to create a we society. Thomas Jefferson, on his tombstone, he wrote his own eulogy, epitaph. That's right. He wrote his own, and what it says is that he created the University of Virginia, which was a free college. His whole idea was to create a free college, that without an educated populace, you can't have a functioning democracy. That Abraham Lincoln, what he considered his greatest achievements was in July of 1862, when Abraham Lincoln signed the Morrill Act, which it was July 2nd, in fact, 1862, that Abraham Lincoln signed the Morrill Act, gave 90,000 acres, or maybe it was 70,000 acres, of federal land to each of some 70, to all the states, and some states got more than one of these accumulations of federal property, to create universities that could then educate people for free or super cheap. The college that my mother graduated from, Michigan State University, is one of those so-called land-grant colleges. I believe the University of Michigan is as well. And, you know, this was Abraham Lincoln being a progressive. Then we saw the rise of the robber barons. So actually, the first time we saw it was the rise of the Confederacy in the 1830 to 1860 region, or period of time, when, you know, morbidly rich people rose up in the South and tried to take over the entire country, you know, out of their greed. And they got fought back by Lincoln. And then we had the second, you know, was the Industrial Revolution and the rise of the robber barons. And that led to Grover Cleveland pushing back in his State of the Union address in 1887, talking about the iron heel that corporations, which should be the carefully constrained servants of the people, have become its masters. Grover Cleveland making that speech. 3 years later, you had the Sherman Antitrust Act passed by Congress. A decade after that, you had Teddy Roosevelt as president enforcing the Sherman Act and breaking up Standard Oil into 30-some-odd companies. I think it was 27 companies, actually, around 30. And then, you know, after the real collapse of the robber barons in 1929 with the Republican Great Depression, we got, in 1933, we got Franklin Roosevelt, who started the New Deal and said, no, we're going to become a we society. We're going to abandon this me society rhetoric of the robber barons of the Industrial Revolution, and we're going to become a we society. We're going to embrace everybody. We're going to have, you know, labor laws that allow for unions, for people to unionize. And that got us into, you know, about a third of us were in unions in 1980, when Reagan came into office, which meant two-thirds of us had the equivalent of a good union job in terms of pay and benefits. And then, of course, came the Reagan Revolution, and we flipped back in 1981 back to becoming a me society instead of a we society. We're still kind of stuck there. Joe Biden did a great job of trying to take us from a me society to a we society. He had some great accomplishments of his term in office, but Jake Tapper's book notwithstanding. But now we're back into this me society stuff. You know, Donald Trump and the Republicans, let's make the rich richer and screw everybody else. So it's always been this way. I mean, you know, we've always had these battles going on back and forth. But I think the important point to make is that if we ever want to become a we society again, we've got to reverse or get rid of the Supreme Court rulings that created Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump, that allowed them to become president and to do the damage that they've done. And that's two big rulings. One is the Shelby County ruling that basically gutted the Voting Rights Act, and the Husted ruling that went along with it that gave Republican-controlled states the power to purge minorities from their voting rolls. And the second is reversing Citizens United. Citizens United is an abomination. Saying that corporations are persons and money is speech and unlimited money can go into political campaign. All these things have been very, very destructive of democracy. Now, we won't be able to do this for another 3.5 years. And that's assuming that we make it through. And I really think we probably will. I hope we do. I'm very hopeful. And that's why I'm here every day. I think it's possible. If I didn't think it was possible, I'd say, screw it. I'm moving to Italy or something. But no, I'm here. And we all need to be. And we need to be in fighting mode. And we need to be in spreading the word mode. Because this is going to be a big battle.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Right here. I'll be right back. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamins B5 and E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. She swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Be sure to include that slash T-H-O-M at the end. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Counting every dollar beneath the blood red sky. They say it's mine, I earned this all. But outside their gates, we hear the call. We are the wheat, the workers' hands. We are the ones who till the land. But they take the fruits, they hoard the gold. The story's old, the story's told. It's me versus we. The battle we fight, they build their empires in the dead of night. But we are the people, the voices that sing for the soul of this land. We rise again. The me says power, the me says greed. We says justice, the we says need. They'll try to break us by our dreams, but we're the rivers, we're the streams. They live in castles, safe and grand, while we are crowded hand in hand. But what they fear is unity, the strength we hold and we not me. It's me versus we.
The hour. So it turns out Donald Trump has been trying to impose tariffs based on the wrong law, and he got nailed for this. Now The Economist is offering him an alternative, and we'll see where this goes. But the United States Court of International Trade, which is a federal court created by Congress, it's an Article 3 court, and it specifically deals with trade issues. It's essentially kind of like a district court. They ruled that Trump exceeded his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, what's called IEEPA, I-E-E-P-A, International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And they write, this is what the judges wrote, by the way, an Obama judge, a Reagan judge, and a Trump judge, a Biden judge, and a Reagan judge. unanimous. They wrote, the IEEPA does not authorize any of the worldwide retaliatory tariffs. The worldwide tariffs exceed any authority granted to Trump by the IEEPA to regulate importation by means of tariffs. Turns out this law that he's using, this Emergency Economic Powers Act, which gives the president the power to, quote, regulate trade during times of emergency, which I think when they were probably, this is just my opinion, when they were writing it, they were probably thinking in terms of, like, you know, when Franklin Roosevelt ordered car companies to make bombers, you know, that sort of thing. The law, it turns out, does not contain the word tariff anywhere. The word tariff is not in this law. And so therefore, the court said, we do not read IEEPA to delegate an unbounded tariff authority to the president. Now, where it gets interesting is that there is a different law, which is called the 1974 Trade Act, which does give the president the power to impose tariffs. This is not the law that Trump is using, but it does. But it does have three specific requirements. First, he must conduct an investigation of unfair trade practices by another country. Second, there must be public notice. We are going to impose a tariff, you know, blah, blah. And there must be a comment period where, you know, Americans and people in other countries, whatever, can comment on the proposed changes. The president has done none of those things. Trump has done none of those things. So, and the act would require a separate investigation into every country that we intend to impose tariffs on. So you can't just do a blanket, you know, 10% tariff on the world or 30% tariff on, you know, all these countries kind of thing. So, you know, step by step, the court also said underlying the issues in this case is the notion that, quote, the powers properly belong to one of the departments. Now, this is a quote, by the way, from James Madison from Federalist 48. Quote, the powers properly belonging to one of the departments, this would be Congress, ought not to be directly and completely administered by either of the other departments. That would be the courts or the executive, the president. In other words, Congress has the power to impose tariffs, not Trump. They go on to say, because of the Constitution, this is the court ruling, because of the Constitution's express allocation of the tariff power to Congress, we do not read IEEPA to delegate an unbounded tariff authority to the president. We instead read IEEPA's provisions to impose meaningful limits on any such authority it confers. It goes on to say, at the very least, it does not authorize the president to impose unbounded tariffs. Second, IEEPA's limited authorities may be exercised only to deal with an unusual and extraordinary threat with a nation, respect to a national emergency. And they say the trafficking tariffs do not meet that condition. They fall outside the scope. Interesting.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So the Trump administration, of course, immediately appealed this, and we have not yet heard from the appeals court or the Supreme Court if anybody's going to pick up this appeal, and if so, if they're going to stay this order. Stay tuned.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse on Wednesday as part of his pothole patrol tour, which he has done each of the past 5 years to draw attention to his proposed budget's investments in infrastructure. La Crosse Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey, Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman, and other officials joined Evers for the appearance. Evers proposed additional highway rehabilitation and local project funding on top of what's part of the base budget. Republicans in the legislature have cut Evers' proposals from the budget. In La Crosse City Government, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will go over plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects tomorrow. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. Next week, the Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the two projects. No other meetings are scheduled for the rest of this week. After passing the House, the Republican-backed omnibus budget bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said that we're mortgaging our children's future. He also said it's immoral and it has to stop. Johnson criticized the bill for increasing the deficit.
Some House Republicans also held out initially over concerns that the budget bill would add to the national deficit. It's bear season, according to the Wisconsin DNR. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Black bears are actively searching for easy food sources as they come out of hibernation. Stay bear aware and secure your garbage, compost, and pet food indoors. You can either take down bird feeders or hang them up high where the bears can't get to them. Make sure your outdoor grills are clean or store them inside. Don't leave food or coolers in your vehicles and never approach a bear. If you give them space, they will likely move on in their search for an easy meal.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Sarah Rodriguez, joins us to talk about the state budget going through joint finance and another compelling edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Whispers in the halls of power. Greedy hands at midnight hour, stealing what the people own, building empires, thrones of stone. From the ashes of democracy, they rise with lies and secrecy. The money talks, the truth it dies, the people's voices drowned in cries. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? When greed becomes a king's decree, when loyalty is bought and sold, freedom's story, blood and gold. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? The chains are forged by thievery, the people's trust betrayed, confined. As darkness closes freedom's mind, judges bow.
35 minutes past the hour. Democratic warnings are working. This is fast. This is a fascinating story, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. Qatar, of course, was trying to sell this airplane. They have been for 5 years. They had apparently the Emir of Qatar gets a new 747 every, I don't know, every decade or something like that. Some years ago. They had an older 747 that the Emir had made for himself, you know, with all kinds of fancy accoutrements and everything. It's kind of like the one that Trump just got. And they couldn't sell that either. And so they gave it to President Erdogan of Turkey, who gratefully accepted it, being the dictator that he is. And it is kind of dictator chic. And then they've got the second plane. So the Emir has a new plane now. So he's trying to get rid of the old plane. It's 14 years old. And it's been on the market for 5 years. It's parked down in Dallas, where they thought they'd have a better chance of selling it, apparently. And, you know, they just didn't have any rich person come along with the tastes of a Middle East potentate, you know, wanting gold and silk and everything else. So they gave it to Trump. But then Democrats started speaking up. This is crazy. Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, the Democratic senator from Connecticut, told Qatar, he said, "Let me guarantee you, even though there are important alliances we have with the Saudis, UAE, and Qatar, those alliances will be frayed permanently if you continue paying off Donald Trump. These countries should think twice before it's too late about giving Trump what he wants, which is cash in his pocket." And in this case, you know, an airplane in his pocket. And so Qatar now is coming out and saying, "We didn't offer this plane to Trump. He demanded it." In other words, we're not trying to bribe him. He's trying to shake us down. And so Qatar now is trying to say, you know, "We'll sell the plane to you cheap, maybe for $1, something like that." And Trump is saying, "No, no, no, you can't sell it to the U.S. government." Because, see, if they sell it to the U.S. government, then it becomes U.S. government property, and Trump can't take the plane when he leaves office. If they give it to Donald Trump, and it is held essentially in trust by the Department of Defense while they spend $1 billion upgrading it over the next 3 years, and then Trump gets to hang on to it after he leaves office, that's a whole different thing. Trump gets to keep it. So, as the Washington Post reported yesterday, quote, "Qatar is insisting that a memorandum of understanding between Trump, between Washington and Doha specifies that the aircraft's transfer was initiated by the Trump administration, and that Qatar is not responsible for any future transfers of the plane's ownership." Yeah. This is getting wild. And the Democrats in Congress are apparently making the Qataris nervous. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Anna in Ukiah, California. Hey, Anna, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Glad to talk to you. I'm just wondering if there's any chance that the Republicans will grow a spine and start voting against what Trump wants, particularly his budget issue. It's really critical. And if they did that, they might actually win their seats in the next upcoming election in, what, a year and a half? He's done so much damage in 4 months. Imagine how much more he's going to do in the next year and a half.
Yeah, I'm with you, Anna.
The chances are of maybe an impeachment or something.
The fate of this big, beautiful bill that he calls it, Ro Khanna calls it the big, brutal bill, the fate of this legislation in the Senate is going to tell us a lot about what the next 3.5 years are going to be like. And, you know, I think it's interesting. Robert Reich this morning in his in his op-ed over at robertreich.substack.com pointed out that Trump just lost the tariff battle, at least for the moment. He's also lost the deportation battles, you know, although he's ignoring court orders. And that so far it looks like he may lose the battle to promote this big bill. And so what Reich is saying is that the chaos, confusion, insanity, you know, move fast and break things kind of mentality that was characterizing the first 3 months of the Trump administration is over. That phase one of Trump's attempt to become America's last president has ended, and we're moving into phase two, which is where Trump just keeps running up against institutional roadblocks and keeps failing. And then this is, I would argue, and Reich doesn't, but I would argue that that makes this phase, the second phase, even more dangerous, because this is the moment where Donald Trump has to decide whether he really is going to be a dictator or whether he's going to back off and simply be a president. And
well,
we don't know yet which
there.
Way he's going to go. I'm sorry?
I agree with you there. I think he's a very dangerous man, simply because he is so erratic and unpredictable, and he flouts law. He just ignores everything that the Supreme Court issues down and the federal courts issue. It's extremely dangerous for our future.
Yeah.
So I hope they vote down the big, beautiful bill, but where that puts us, I don't know. I'm scared to death.
Yeah. Well, we'll all be watching carefully, and I will be here to report on whatever happens, Anna. So take a deep breath. I think we will get through this. I really do. Anna, I got to move along with that.
Keep promoting whatever you do against him, because he's an extremely dangerous person.
You got it. I'm with you. Anna, thank you. David in Nacogdoches, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
What I was thinking is, you know, if they make it where they keep, you know, they with those tariffs,
mm-hmm.
if they make it where they keep them off in the long run, like the 2026 and 20, will that help their... Would that help the Republicans get their seats back? You know, with the economy?
Yeah, this may be
looking good.
Yeah, your point is a really good one, David. This court ruling may turn out to be Donald Trump's. They might have done Donald Trump the best favor that anybody could have done him, because his doing tariffs the way that he's been doing them. He's just shooting himself in the foot, and he's shooting the country in the foot. And, you know, we're going to see some significant inflation from this, just from the last, you know, couple of months of this. It's going to pop up throughout the summer and in the fall. But we probably won't be seeing the massive shortages we were concerned about. And the inflation will probably be transitory. It'll probably be short-lived. And that means that a year and a half from now, when the election happens, Trump will have had more than enough time to put the economy back together and claim credit for a good economy. So, I think what you're pointing out is a very real possibility that the court just helped Trump tremendously in spite of himself. You know, it prevented him from doing any further damage, essentially, to our economy, and that will help him in the election. So we'll have to wait and see, David, but spot on. You very insightful, perceptive insight there. I appreciate it. David, thank you. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you know this Jake Tapper thing on Joe Biden is a deliberate hit piece. that he's cognitively out of it. He didn't, wasn't that good. Give me a minute and let me give you examples on what a substantive president Joe Biden was. One of the first persons he hired was a Nobel Prize winner from the University of California, because he knew he had to do with science, with COVID and the climate and a lot of other things. So he hired this person to vet all of his hires for science positions. Mm-hmm. And the results were remarkable. It was, you know, that's not a man who's out of it. He did that. Also, he protected Bristol Bay, Alaska, and the Copper River. That's worth billions. That's the biggest Chinook salmon run in the world.
Yeah.
But if you skip forward, I was so proud of that man when he went to Kyiv.
Yeah, me too.
He left.
He went to a. He walked he into a into a into a war zone. He also was the first president to walk a picket line. No, Jake Tapper's book is a mess. I mean, you know. He starts out talking about, oh, my God, Joe Biden can't remember names. And on like page 200 and something, he mentions in passing that back in the 70s, his staffers complained that he couldn't remember names. It's not like, he suddenly went demented, you know.
It was a total hit piece, because not only did Joe Biden leave at 3 in the morning, Monday morning, fly across the ocean and get a great deal, and he put together a coalition of European people who are fighting to help Ukraine now that Trump has pulled out.
I am completely with you, Tom. I think Joe Biden was slowed down a little bit by age. His biggest problem is his stuttering, but he's a good man, and he did a great job as president. Tom, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The U.S. economy just shrank 0.2%. It's not a good sign. Stick around.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an ass. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the type your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use, and consistency is the key. Right now, you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. So feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom.
Urge the rolls or rig the count, make sure their votes don't amount. Whisper deals in hotel rooms, promises wrapped in doom. Sabotage the peace they make, break the truth for power's sake. How to steal a country and get away with it. Lie through your teeth while the ballots get ditched. Wave your flags and set it on fire. Sell them war and call it desire. Stack the courts, silence the press. Blame the poor, clean up the mess that you made with your billionaire friends. And do it again. And again. The court, tell the racists, hold the fort.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Andrew in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, Professor. I was wondering, with the makeup of the Supreme Court now, shouldn't Shelby re-argued given the disenfranchisement of non-white people in red states? And also, should Citizens United be reheard based on the disenfranchisement of non-wealthy people in the United States? And if so, who should be the attorney to do that? Who could we tag for that?
Well, the key to the answer to your question, Andrew, was the predicate, which is given the current composition of this court. This court has had several opportunities to revisit both the Shelby County decision that gutted the Voting Rights Act, the Husted decision that allows Republicans in red states, Republican state attorneys, secretaries of state, to mail out postcards to people in black neighborhoods, and, you know, postcards that get a less than 1% return rate, and when they're not returned, purge people from the voting rolls, and Citizens United. So, and they've passed on every opportunity to pick up or revisit any one of those three decisions. So the answer is, they should be revisited, probably not by this court, and clearly this court has no inclination to do what you're suggesting. But I love the way you're thinking, Andrew, and we need to keep working on it. Thank you for the call. Susan in Chicago Heights. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, for years now, including his whole first term, we've been fighting against this man who's trying to destroy our country. And I'm wondering, after all these years, what is finally going to get him and MAGA out of our government?
Well, I think it's the revelation. You know, I think it's their overreach. You know, the question is, will they, over the next 3 years, and in particular the next year and a half going into the midterms, will they back down and start being a little more, you know, normal Republican ruling party? In other words, going along with all these court orders that are constraining them. Trump has lost over 90% of all the court cases that he has confronted in his first 130 some odd days. Or will Trump go full dictator and say, screw the courts, we don't recognize their legitimacy anymore, we're just going to do what we're going to do? And, I mean, you know, he's halfway down that road right now with some of these immigration rulings, and go full dictator. And that's what we don't know yet. That's why, you know, while Robert Reich and a few other people are saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm encouraged, we're moving into the second phase. The manic craziness is over. He's lost Musk. He's lost, you know, the billionaire who's going to primary people. He's losing court cases and things like that. So therefore, he's going to get rational. Well, I'm not convinced. He might get rational, in which case it's going to be harder to beat Republicans in a year and a half. Or he may go totally nuts and go full dictator, in which case we may not have a fair election in a year and a half. So I see it, you know, possibly going in either direction, Susan, and both of them concern me.
But then we got to deal with his offspring and the new MAGAs that are coming up now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is where the investment by these fossil fuel billionaires and others back in the day, you know, the Bradley Foundation, the Scaife Foundation, the Koch brothers, et cetera, think tanks and media infrastructure and influencers and the money that the Russians were paying to American podcasters, you know, $1 million a year to do right-wing podcasts and things like that. This is where those investments are paying off big time, because young people, particularly young men, young white men, are finding this a very seductive message. Just like, you know, in the 19-teens, the Klan went through a big revival after the movie Birth of a Nation was played in the White House by President Woodrow Wilson, an unrepentant racist. And, it seems like we're going through another one of these kind of Klan revival moments. So we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out. But in the meantime, we all need to be speaking up. Susan, thank you for the call. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Is Trump about to mess up a potential bird flu response like he did COVID? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction to prohibit the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. ABC's Selena Wang has more from Cambridge, Mass.
This is huge relief for the nearly 7,000 international students at Harvard University. That's about a quarter of the student body, and their futures have been hanging in the balance as the Trump administration has been ramping up its pressure campaign on the university, most recently targeting international students.
The Trump administration is appealing last night's ruling by a New York-based federal court that stops most of the president's tariffs right in their tracks. Deviled in the Ozarks, screams the FBI wanted poster, with a $10,000 reward for murderer and rapist and former police chief Grant Hardin, described by those who know him as a sociopath. He broke out of prison Sunday, just walked right out. With a cop-looking uniform, the guard opened the door. This is ABC News.